This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will hold his first event with leaders from the Group of Seven Nations in a virtual meeting on Friday. They're set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, the world economy, and China. The White House said Biden would focus his remarks on a global response to COVID-19 vaccine production and distribution. He's also expected to talk about plans for coping with future outbreaks of disease. Biden has sought to project an image of, or a message, of re-engagement with the world and with global institutions after 4 years of President Donald Trump's America First mantra. Mr. Trump withdrew the United States from the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord and largely scoffed at multilateral organizations and groups. Biden brought the United States back into the WHO and rejoined the Paris Accord and has signaled a desire to work with allies in confronting China on a host of thorny issues. Rescuers pulled out nine more bodies from the site of a flash flood in a Himalayan region of northern India on Sunday, a week after the disaster struck, bringing the death toll to 50, with more than 150 people still missing, according to officials. The flash flood in Uttarakhand state, triggered by what scientists said could have been a large avalanche of glacier ice, sent water, rocks, and debris surging down the Dali Ganga River Valley, destroying dams and bridges. Rescuers are using heavy digging machinery and a race to free dozens of dam construction workers trapped in an underground tunnel connected to a hydroelectric project. It was being built by the government-owned National Thermal Power Corporation. Authorities say 154 people are still missing. From Washington,